The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is The Kickout.
Okay, what's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet, aka Sexy Man.
We kind of have to you have to do a new intro with that you're involved in, because
we got a third member.
You're not really
now.
A guest anymore.
Yeah, you're not a guest anymore, okay. Jay.
So, should we start this again?
Let's do this again.
I'm going to keep all of this, by the way.
Yeah.
This isn't good. Okay. Yo, what's going on? Welcome to The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
I'm Tay.
Hey!
I know the new intro. And this is it. Your weekly rundown of all things pro wrestling, WWE. How has everyone's week been?
Okay. I watched the new It film.
Is it good?
I loved it.
See, I've heard so many mixed reviews.
Yeah. I've heard mixed reviews, but I watched it and I was like, yo, one, first of all, it's a good adaptation of the book, the novel from Stephen King. And they paid a little homage to the 90s film, the 1990 film with Curry. What's his name? The guy that played It.
I can't remember.
Fuck, that's really bad. I should know this. But anyway.
that was probably one of the scariest films for me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know what? This version, I wouldn't say it's scary. It's like there's a lot of surreal moments and you're like, right, that's mad. And I can see kids watching it would find it scary,
right?
Because we're adults, I don't think we'll find you don't find I don't think you'll find the new It scary, but it's very good.
It's based, it's for kids though, this version,
in a way. Yes and no.
What do you mean?
Like, it's, there's a lot of violence that happens,
okay,
but it's rated lower than the sequel will be, because the sequel is going to be when they're adults, isn't it?
Right.
So that's going to be R-rated. But this one, I believe it was like maybe 15.
Okay.
Yeah. But there was a lot of violence, a lot of swearing and stuff.
I remember seeing the first one when I was probably about 11 years old. No, I mean, yeah, probably about that age. And I was fucked. Like, I couldn't sleep on my own.
I loved it, man. I loved that.
So movie. Scary.
You know what's so mad about it? I remember as a kid loving It, right? And I remember It was one of the first DVDs I bought when DVDs started popping.
Right.
And I've never watched it. Like, I've only watched it in the chat. And I thought, because of the remake, I watched it recently.
Yeah.
Loved it again, man.
Is the remake better than the old version?
I don't know.
Okay.
But it's very good, though.
Are you a horror film fan, though?
I'm a horror film fan of old horror. So 70s horror, you know, like Hitchcock, them things there.
Right.
Psycho, classic.
Okay.
But horror that from the 90s onwards, the only horror film that I fucked with from the new millennium is probably Saw 1.
Yeah, I love Saw.
Saw 1 was dope.
No, Saw 1 and 2,
I think 1 and 2, and then it kind of just...
Do you know there's a new one?
Yeah, 2 was decent.
I went to watch... Made in America, the new Tom Cruise film, the other day.
Right.
And it was a trailer for the next Saw movie,
yeah, that's what I'm
which
saying.
Is just called Jigsaw.
It's ridiculous.
I'm like, how? And he did.
I do think, all right, shout outs to Blair Witch Project. That was dope.
That was good.
That was very good. That was groundbreaking. And Paranormal Activity, that was decent too.
See, this
but
is
other,
me.
Other horror films, I don't really fuck with, man.
There was
too
one
much
other
CGI
that I really liked. I can't remember the name of it, though.
The Corgin.
It's like they're in a house
Conjuring.
And then
Conjuring.
No, but it's similar. Do you know what I'll say?
Amityville.
No.
See, I don't.
That's a classic, by the way. That's a classic horror film. Amityville.
Okay. I like some horror films, yeah, but I am a big scaredy cat, and
I'm a pussy old, bro.
No, I'm 100% a pussy old.
I'm a pussy old too.
But I don't mind the horror films where there's a man running around with an axe chopping up people, whatever. Yeah, that's cool. People jumping out, that's fine. But you see, like paranormal. Horror films
that messes where there's like psychological
them psychological yes. ones where there's a
up.
Ghost
like
yeah.
and there's a devil that's taking that's, over that's, that fucks me up.
That's when you started taking the lights off in your house, you take off and run.
Yeah, exactly. Them films,
oh, like, hey, is anybody here? hey in your house, hey. Just to see if anybody's in the yard.
I remember I got invited to see Paranormal Activity 4 at the this is random, it was like the premiere of the film, but they were showing it outside of the Big Brother house. This is random.
Right.
This is like what during some season of Big Brother. And
right.
They linked up with Channel 5 to do it, and it was like an outdoor thing. But I only had one ticket, so I had to go on my own. And I'm sitting outside. It's raining, but the film's showing on the side of the building.
Right.
But it was the scariest shit. And then you have to walk through this alleyway to get back to your car.
You know what's funny? Because you know you were supposed to launch that YouTube series where we review movies that wrestling has been a part of.
Right.
Which we're still going to do,
still
right?
Definitely gonna
but
do.
Halloween's coming up. So why don't we do the one with Kane? You know that horror film with Kane's
what was that called?
Can you get involved as well? I can't remember what it's called, but I'll do my Googles. I'll find out.
Do your Googles.
Obviously, kick out listeners. You're obviously going to tweet at me and correct me. I can't remember the name of the film is. But we'll do that. And obviously, we still got to do They Live.
Oh, I found it. Insidious.
Insidious.
I've not seen that one.
I remember the name, but was it really bad?
I can't even remember. I just remember I watched it once. I was like, I can't watch this again.
Yeah.
Can't watch it. I was scared.
The Ring, I think I saw.
The Ring was decent.
I like The Ring, actually.
That was quite scary as well. Okay, so it gets what? Two thumbs up, two thumbs
down.
Yeah,
I fuck with it. I think it was. I'll give it a strong 7.5 out of 10.
Okay. That's all right. That's average. That's good.
It's good.
Okay. Should we talk about some wrestling?
I guess so. But can we talk about outside of wrestling?
Of course.
JBL.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Gone.
He's dead.
Out of here.
So now people will give him a pat in the back and say, oh, he's going off to do charity work. Because he did some charity work before in Bermuda, I believe, or Belize. That's what it was, helping young black kids get into like sports and whatnot from like broken homes, which is nice. He's getting back into that. But I think he's getting back to that out of force, in my opinion.
Oh, you think he's forced out of the company?
Because of Morrow, yeah.
Nah, that was ages ago.
No, don't get me wrong. I don't think it's a case of you're out and that's it. He's going to come back and make surprise appearances. But I heard rumors about how... So... A lot of the people backstage wanted him to get punished for what he did to Morrow.
Right.
But Vince didn't.
Right.
Vince was like, it's going to blow over, which it did. Obviously, Vince was right. But I think they lost their... What's the word I'm looking for?
What?
Lost their... Not temper. Lost their...
Patience.
Okay,
yeah.
As simple as that.
Yeah, simple word.
With him when he was messing up there's time schedules, so he was doing his own flight schedules. Oh, yes, yeah,
I did read this as well.
So I think they gave him a little talking about that, a bit of stern talking maybe, and he was like, "Nah, I'm gone." I think that's what's happened.
I thought JBL was great on commentary. I do think like if he was gonna leave and retire, he should have left in a better way, like in storyline form.
Yeah.
Like, have a little storyline as to why you're leaving. Do you know what I mean?
Like, he just wasn't there
next
week. And it's like, oh, JBL's gone. And we have Corey Graves.
But that's why I think he was gone out of his own will.
Okay. Because he would have did it better than that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He could have got fired. Like, in the ring, you're fired, Vince McMahon.
Get Morrow to put, like, water over his head.
Yeah, start a minute.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? But he didn't do that. But yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll be back as well at some point.
He'll be back for, like, Mania or something.
Pay-per-view events and that, and he'll come back as a hero as well.
I hope not.
Okay. Anything else going on outside the ring?
Enzo Amore and Liv Morgan has broken up.
Why?
Well, I don't know.
Apparently he's annoying.
He can't catch.
Apparently she.
You want to be with him? I wouldn't. I'm just saying.
She tweeted a picture of her drinking some water and saying, "Oh, when you know that you're single and no one's going to cheat on you."
Oh wow! So he's been cheating. You can't catch a break.
C H E A T G.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, Tyler Bates trying to move in there.
He is. We've seen him.
Seen that? Yeah. He's been chatting
to her. She's like, what did she say? I like your.
I like your shirt or something.
And he's like, I like your face. Yeah. He's trying to move there.
I saw Bates in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And you can just tell he's just there to do one thing and work. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying he doesn't have friends, but. His friends are probably the people that
he's not
like the UK man, them, innit?
Yeah, he's not trying to make
friends. And obviously, he probably, now that Pete Dunne lost the title,
because
Pete Dunne dropped the belt after the GP show that we did on Sunday. So we had him as a guest on
Grid. To who?
I can't remember his name now. Some UK wrestler. This is really bad. I should know, but I don't.
Okay.
And lost the belt to him. And so did Bate and Severin. They lost their belts too. So they're all, assuming they're all getting full-time contracts at NXT.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they're coming up.
Awesome. Okay.
So, and I think there's something else I need to talk to you outside the ring. Which I don't remember now.
You forgot him.
It's not good, is it?
Should we go to Raw then, please?
Sure. If I remember it, can I bring it up?
Of course you can.
Okay. Raw was in Anaheim this week.
Anaheim's in...
California.
California. Cool. And it started with a match between Roman Reigns and
Jason Jordan.
How are we feeling about this? Last week, Jason Jordan had a match with John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
This week, he had a match with Roman Reigns. Now, I'll be honest. I hated the fact that they tried to compare the John Cena Kurt Angle match to the Jason Jordan match. Like, I thought it was mad corny. I thought it was extremely corny. Okay. And I don't feel like they did it. I don't feel like they did it in the same way. And do you know what as well? I don't feel like Cena sold it as well as Angle sold it for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like he gave Jason Jordan enough respect.
See, at the end of the match. I think he did.
No,
I don't. I think it was a great match.
It was a good match, 100%. But I think the whole thing was a bit cheesy and corny and forced.
So what do you think about the Reigns one?
I think the Reigns one was...
That was a longer outdrawn match.
That was a longer outdrawn match.
And Reigns made Jordan look stronger.
He 100% did.
Yeah,
it was dope. Preferred it this week than I did last week, is my point.
You know what, man? Jason Jordan could probably do really well. Just, I think he's going to have to heal up.
100%.
And he'll have to turn on Angle and say that, look, you're giving me these matches with all these hard opponents. Like, maybe, like, something's spoiled.
He's going to be like, yeah, you was in there for me. You didn't greatly raise me. But, I mean, what do you think he'll be like as a heel?
I think he'd be very good.
I think he'd be good.
Yeah, I think Jason would be very good.
He'd be like that spoiled kid kind of.
When I interviewed him, he said he was a heel originally when he first came out. That was his character. Was like this guy that used to get loads of girls, kind of really.
Yeah. Then they paired him up with Ty Dillinger afterwards. Yeah.
Did it work? Because I never saw that.
The Ty Dillinger thing didn't work, and that's when they got him with.
Was he good on the mic at that time?
He was funny. He was all right.
Okay, so maybe it can work then.
I think he can do well, man. He's got personality. They just need to just bring it out more.
And he can go.
And he can,
Go,
yes. He can absolutely, 100%.
Yeah, and Reigns did make him look very strong.
Reigns made him look strong. So Reigns defeated Jason Jordan, shook his hand afterwards. Jordan goes to the back as Reigns was celebrating his victory, looking very tired and shocked that Jordan pushed him to his limit. Cena comes out.
What's wrong?
Go ahead, man.
I don't really have a lot to say about it.
The insidery quotes that by John Cena.
I mean, what did you think there?
I like the promo. It was better than last week's one.
Okay.
And I think Roman came back stronger in this one.
Yeah.
But I really didn't like Cena's dig at the end. Like that, the drug thing.
Right.
He didn't need to go that far. That was...
So I've got a list
that was over the line.
I've got like 5 bullet points of things they said to each other. Cena said, maybe just keep it to one sentence about Roman Reigns. Taking a piss.
Yeah,
Reigns said, I've had more great matches in 2 years than you had in your entire career.
Wow. I don't know why he said that though.
Because that's not true, is it?
Yeah, no.
Cena goes, you guys can't pin this one on me. Roman is burying himself.
Wow.
That was actually quite funny.
Yeah.
Reigns said, I'm selling the tickets that you haven't sold in 5 years.
Wow.
And then Cena said, consider me like a drug test, Holmes. You ain't getting past me.
Do you think that was an ad-lib?
I think it was.
Really?
That's a bit peak, though. Because think about
I think
like
Reigns'
the whole
reaction to it was an ad-lib.
So he didn't know.
Did you see the Reigns' reaction to it?
He said
he's
kind of
like, oh, you got me there. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You went there.
Yeah.
And Reigns is a bit confused. Like, oh, wow, you actually went there. Okay.
It's deep.
Cool.
Because think about it on like his, not in his personal life and like when he has to like meet other people and whatever, like they just gonna be like, oh, yeah. You're that guy who didn't part. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's going to affect him.
We kind of forgot about it.
Yeah. Now you just dragged up. You're like,
Are we unfair to think this is only Cena's doing? Like, do you think Vince and Triple H are backstage with Cena? Say, yeah, make sure you mention
this.
I think that's Cena.
I think Cena is at a level where he doesn't have to run his promos by anybody. Mm. And I think Reigns definitely is scripted, but I think Cena's gonna be like, okay, cool. I'm just going to go and do my thing. And I don't think Cena answers to anybody.
No.
So I think he might have even got a little talking to you about it.
Okay.
Because it was below the belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I totally forgot about the drug thing.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss sat in commentary as she watched her two of her three No Mercy opponents go at it. Sasha Banks and Emma. Which actually, you know what? They were knocking each other quite stiff match before Nia Jax came out.
Yeah.
There was a kick to the face that Sasha gave Emma, and Emma retaliated with a brutal clothesline that caught Sasha with the jaw.
The jaw,
and then Nia comes out, and then Banks kind of like finished things off quickly after that.
What do we think of Nia in just normal shopping clothes? She doesn't like to get Sainsbury's now. Oh, God.
Wearing her Tesco boots.
She's not like most.
It's just normal.
She's not like most girls, man.
No, like, and the thing is, I think I've been critical on this podcast before of how they dress her. I don't really necessarily like her in-ring gear, but, like, I think this is worse when she's just wearing a normal jacket and a vest and some jeans. It's just, to me, let's do something else, man. She just looked super normal.
Okay, so here's the thing now, yeah? I assume that Naya's gonna win this.
Okay.
And then Asuka would be her after a mini reign.
Yeah.
Like when I say mini reign, maybe like going over like most of the opponents. Of, I get a feeling now that they've advertised that Asuka's coming.
So it might not happen for her.
Alexa Bliss is gonna retain, and Asuka's gonna defeat Bliss.
No, I think Naya, the money's in Naya and Asuka.
100%. Yeah. But what's the point of giving Naya the belt? Oh, right. So you think, oh, I see what you're saying. So Naya's going to win and Asuka won't have a title shot until maybe Mania.
Yeah.
We don't know. And so she's going to defeat Bailey, the Sasha, the Emma.
Asuka's
going
to come and just go through everyone.
And then she gets the Naya. Yeah, you're right.
And Naya's going to run through everybody as well.
That makes sense. So that's why it's going to be monumental when they finally.
Yeah.
So I can't wait. The Asuka promo was dope, man.
And we've seen Naya and Asuka go before, and it's
really good match.
Yeah,
good. Nobody's ready for Asuka. She had a great send-off at NXT.
Yeah, that was good. I saw that.
It came out of the whole locker room. Did you not watch it, Tay?
No, I didn't watch it.
Tay, did you watch it?
No, sorry.
The whole locker room came out. All the women
and little flowers and that.
All the women came out. One man then was there. On stage, I was like, "So we doing there, man?" Like, all the women in the locker room came out to say goodbye to Asuka, and there was one guy on the stage. Who's the man that was on stage? I can't remember now. It wasn't like, huh? But yeah, she got a nice send off. Ember Moon and her had a nice little hug and handshake type of thing.
All right.
It was sweet. And so Asuka's coming to the main roster, which is great. I can't wait for that.
So but what are they doing with the NXT Women's Title now then?
So they're probably going to do a tournament.
And they haven't announced that yet.
No.
Okay. And who gets that in your opinion?
I think Ember Moon's probably the best choice.
Okay.
Because she's over as well, man.
Yeah, they like her.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked.
So, who knows? I mean, I can't see anybody. Oh, you know, one person that could rival her is Nikki Cross.
Okay.
So, add them too.
All right. Cool. So, are we excited for this four-way, though?
I am.
I wouldn't say I'm excited for it. It's like, okay... It's like, we all know Emma's going to get pinned.
Yeah. Is it elimination or is it just like...
I think it's elimination.
It is elimination.
I'm sure. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, Emma will be out of it first then.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame. I don't think they should do that though. They need to book it differently. I think I would have Bliss out first.
Okay.
If you're going to have a new champion, have Bliss out.
That's good.
Keep it more exciting. The other thing I was going to mention from the news. WWE has announced that they're working Christmas Day and New Year's Day. But that's not WWE's fault. You know, that's the US network.
Yeah.
Wants them to do that.
I saw a little hashtag trending that they wrestlers should go on strike.
That's unfair, man.
That is unfair.
They don't see their families enough and then they're going to do that to them. And they've never done that before. Why are you doing that? And nobody cares about that. No one's going to watch wrestling on Christmas Day. Nobody wants to watch wrestling Christmas
easily
Day.
Easily show repeats.
It's going to be dead.
You see show best matches of the year. Like, no one's going to be watching
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
And on both Christmas Day and New Year's Day, not even like one or the other.
Exactly.
Like, just no.
Especially,
it's not fair.
Especially us in the UK, we're not watching wrestling on at 1
a.m. Well, whilst I'm eating my turkey dinner.
It's long. Can't wait for Christmas, man.
It's long. What?
Christmas is gonna be good, man. Can't wait.
Yeah. What? Yeah. That's a random thought.
You're gonna make some macaroni pie, man.
Yeah. Macaroni pie.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not down with these trendy things.
Caribbean.
You have Caribbean, though.
I am, but I've never had a macaroni pie in my entire life.
Oh, you guys need to come around for Christmas.
Yeah, I'm on it.
I'll feed you some macaroni pie.
I can imagine you're just drunk the whole of Christmas.
Oh, I'm waved. I'm gone.
The whole thing.
I'm gone.
I'm waved by 10 a.m.
Really?
Yeah.
I just chat rubbish.
Yeah.
And just hug my mum like bare times. Like, Ryan, go away from me now. Love you, mum. Anyway, Brock Lesnar collides with Braun Strowman. What do you think of the Paul Heyman's promo?
I mean, it's Paul Heyman. It's the same every week. It's good.
Are you better than the baddest dude on the planet? I didn't know if I felt this promo.
No, I did.
Are you ready to cross the border from the safety of sports entertainment to the hostile ground of Suplex City? That was nice.
That's hard.
That was a sick ground. That was a sick thing. But I don't know. Are you ready? Would you step into the Bronxagon? Are you ready? I was like, what is this?
I liked it.
I love the crossing over from sports entertainment to that was a nice line. But I don't know. I was like,
I liked it.
But Strowman comes out.
Yeah.
And then Brock Lesnar gives him the German suplex. And Strowman gets back up.
That was sick.
That was hard.
That was hard.
That's been so good with Strowman.
He got straight up.
Just rolled out.
He's not gonna win. He's not gonna win, you know.
Who? Nah, he's not. He's not. Strowman. From that, I just like, nah, he's not gonna win.
We still got another week.
No, but he just, he was, It's like he put too much, like he was over too much. You know what I mean? Like
that's a good point, actually. Ace made a good point there.
We still got one more.
Les could get the last laugh before the pay per view, and then Strowman might win. Mm. But I just don't know, man. I get the Strowman should win because Les, he's there whenever, isn't it? Even though he's been showing up quite a lot recently, but
that was a good.
You do all this hard work. If you don't give it to Strowman, it just doesn't make any sense.
That made me very excited for the match, though. 100%. Because he's just manhandling Brock Lesnar at this point.
It's exciting that they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
We should try and watch the pay-per-view together.
We should. It's actually my birthday.
Would you be on that?
On the 24th.
Would you be on that day?
I won't be here, sorry.
Where are you going?
You going to China?
I don't know where I'm going.
Where are you going? Caribbean?
No, I'm not Caribbean.
Oh, you're on holiday?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay, we won't go into that. She's getting whisked away. This next thing wasn't so exciting.
What?
Bray Wyatt versus Goldust.
Oh, yeah, it was a bit weird. It was a bit strange.
Your pain is the weapon to protect you from the truth. That's what Bray said to Goldust.
And then he rubbed it. You tried to rub his face. Off.
Yeah.
It's about the body count, about how many souls he can collect. But Goldust did hit a senton splash off the apron. That was good.
I mean, okay.
Wyatt flings Goldust into a ring post. I wrote that down.
I just think they've ruined Bray. Like, they've ruined the character. If they're going to call him a god, like, you can't make him lose all the time. Yeah. Like, he's not really a threat.
He beat Goldust.
He's not really a threat to anyone significant.
He wiped Goldust's paint off and said, he's just a man.
So?
Like, we didn't think he was a man underneath the paint.
And then Finn Balor comes out for the save.
Yeah.
And we're still going on with this Finn Balor thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do they save this?
They really did a bad job of Finn Balor since he's been back from injury.
Terrible job.
I don't understand it. He was supposed to be the golden boy.
Yeah. The first Universal Champion ever.
Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson.
Can I just say, WWE, if you're listening, it is still time to do the Wyatt family versus the club.
Yeah, there is a lot of time for that.
Let's do that.
They need to, because all of them are wasting away. Every single one of them.
Especially Harper and Rowan. We haven't seen them in months.
Let's do Wyatt family, and they will give us some. It doesn't even have to be one match. It could be like a series of matches.
It's a very series, isn't it?
That'd be so sick.
Gallows and Carl Anderson versus Cesaro and Sheamus. This was actually quite decent, actually.
Well, they didn't have a match.
Oh, no, it was a brawl, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in the brawl.
Oh, yeah, it was a brawl. Yeah, we're talking about Ambrose and Seth.
The match didn't start.
Yeah.
Exactly. We're wasting the club. And I'm starting to get a bit annoyed with Cesaro.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. What do you think? As a tag team... I think they're both amazing wrestlers.
Separately, for me personally.
I think as a team, it feels very forced.
Cesaro's a good team, though. A very good tag team. Me and you had an argument with Rival about this not too long ago.
No, they are, but they're better singles comparers.
Yeah.
And they aren't the bot. Let's get it correct. Mm-hmm. Like, as a tag team, they are not the bot.
Kalisto loses to Elias Samson.
Let's skip that one.
Cena and Braun Strowman. One of Cena's opponents before he leaves. I guess he wanted to put Strowman over.
I didn't see this,
Strowman just batters him, really.
Oh, right, yeah.
Strowman hits a running drop kick. That was good.
Disqualification, right?
Says, screams to the crowd, is this your hero? Strowman counters the five knuckle shuffle with a spine buster. That was quite good.
Yeah.
That was it, really?
Yeah,
he slams. Oh, yeah, and he slams Cena onto steel steps.
Steel steps.
Can we talk about this next thing, please?
Go on.
The Miz promo.
That was brilliant. It was brilliant.
Omore.
It was better than a match.
That was brilliant.
This is unbelievable. What the thing with Miz was saying was so deep, but so true.
It was.
Have you got?
It's like what everyone's thinking. Exactly. You're like, yes.
Have you got some highlights from Miz from this promo? Because.
So Miz was announcing that he's going to be a daddy, which is actually genuine with Maurice. And then Enzo interrupts, which pisses off the Miz and says, what are you doing here? So unlike Kurt Angle, he said, unlike Kurt Angle, I will be there for our child from day one. That was hilarious. I love that. Miz says to Enzo, no one on the Monday Night Raw roster can stand you.
Wow.
And that's why you get knocked off tour buses. And the thing is, he's actually like relating that. Like, he wasn't even trying to be bad, man. He was actually relating it to
how he came up.
Yeah. He's like, this has happened to me.
Yeah, I made the same mistakes.
I can help you. You're nothing more than a con artist with a couple of catchphrases. That's what the Miz said. Miz, Amore came back with, you ain't nothing but a paper champion, but I wouldn't class him a paper champion.
Well, yeah, and we had a lot of title matches, really.
Okay, so maybe Amore's...
I would say he's a paper champion. I think he's a deserving IC champion, but I would like to see him defend the title more.
And then, Amore got him with the question you need to be asking yourself is, who's the daddy?
Yeah.
That was quite good. But Miz killed him. Killed him. Miz absolutely killed him.
There's a lot of botches in the match there. Did you see that?
A lot of botches.
I think that really exposed Enzo Amore.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Yeah.
What? But you've been saying for a while he's not the greatest wrestler.
No, he's not.
And I always felt like you was being quite harsh when you said that, but
I
really did see it this week. I was like, right, he's actually not that good. That it would be a mistake to put the belt on him.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. There was a main event. The main event was a tag match. Yeah. There was a tag match. Yes. Yeah. Ambrose, Rollins, and the Hardys, Cesaro, and the Club. I remember Jeff dives out of the ring onto both Sheamus and Cesaro, and Ambrose kicks his way out of a Magic Killer. It was a good match, though. It was entertaining.
What are we going to do with the Hardys? How do we make people excited about them? I mean, WrestleMania was how long, 6 months ago.
Mm.
And that was a massive moment, huge moment, probably one of my favourite moments of the year. If not, my favourite moment of the year is them coming out and winning the tag team titles. But since then, dead, nothing going on.
Shit.
Like, how do we make them relevant again?
But it should have been broken, and it hasn't happened, because that's when they can really shine.
I almost feel like it's not going to work at this point.
It's not going to happen.
You don't think it's going to break him at all? Well, no, they're sprinkling, like...
Yeah, they're doing little references.
They're doing references to it.
But
you don't think it's going to happen? Mm. Dead. Oh, well. So this is going to be like the Dudley Boys then?
Yeah.
Yeah, after a year.
Yeah.
They'll just go.
After a year, a new tag team. Like, Officer Payne will put them out. You know how club...
So what's the point then? I don't know. Oh, that's made me really sad.
I mean, I could be wrong.
I hope you are.
SmackDown. In Vegas.
Sin City,
baby. Started off with Kevin Owens coming down to the ring.
Yeah.
Calling out a McMahon.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's get into this. Wait. Let's get into this properly.
Oh, man. I just want to say, as a Dolph Ziggler fan, it's becoming very, very difficult for me to defend him.
Wait, Ace. Can we please?
What?
Can you do me a favor?
What?
I'm going to do something now. I'm going to go on YouTube. Yeah? Can you bear with me with this, yeah? I'm going to go on YouTube, and I want all of us to stand and rise as I ring the bell.
No.
10
no,
times.
No.
On Dolph Ziggler's career.
No. And I'm not saying this out of just being like optimistic. I do feel like something good can come out of this.
Come, let's go.
No, mate. No, I'm telling you. You got to let... Nah, it's not over, man. It's not over. It's 100% not over. Can you stop that, man? No, man. It's not done. It's not done. It's not. It's not done. It's 100% not done. You're really standing up. That's what you get.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Damien Sandow.
No, he's not.
He's the new Damien Sandow.
No, he's not. He's
Do you remember when episode 5 of The Kick Out started, which was in 2015 or 16, maybe 15?
I don't know.
And we said Ziggler was Arsenal.
Yeah.
What is he now?
He's definitely not Arsenal.
He's not Arsenal now.
Nah, he's
worse than Arsenal now.
He's worse than Arsenal.
He's relegated.
Yeah. No, do you know why it can't be that bad? Because they're giving him TV time. No, this is, and they're giving him multiple slots on this show, yeah, to try stuff. He's trying. He's actually trying, guys.
I get that.
Something's gonna come out of it.
Well, it just needs an interference, that's what I think. Like someone either needs to come back from injury or someone from like NXT to come up and do an interference or something. Like, but as it stands, where is it going?
No, but do you know why I don't want that to happen? Because I don't want whatever he's planning here to be a way to put someone else over. This has to be a way to put him over. So if someone else comes up from NXT, let's just say this starts a feud with Bobby Roode, for instance, yeah, there's no way that they're gonna let Dolph Ziggler beat Bobby Roode. Yeah. Like, Bobby Roode's gonna go over, and then Dolph Ziggler's just back to the bottom of the. This needs to be something that's gonna put him over. So I don't know what he's planning. I don't really get it at the moment, but I'm with you, Dolph. I think what you're doing at the moment is absolutely terrible. It's shit. It's really bad. But I'm gonna ride with you for a few more weeks just to see where this is going. I see what you're trying. You're trying to drop a few little pipe bombs, a few little controversial things. You're being a little bit disrespectful to, like, the dead even. Like, come on. He went at the Ultimate Warrior. That is wild. But I'm going to ride with you just to see where this is going, and I hope it's somewhere great.
I'm giving 1 week to show me a glimmer of hope.
I feel like something's going to happen.
So anyway, Kevin Owens continues his promo after Ziggler pretends to be Shane McMahon. Daniel Bryan comes out and says, Mr. McMahon, we'll see you later on, and get ready for what he has to say to you, or something like that. And Owens says, well, he has to get prepared for what I'm going to say to him. Was that, I'm saying it wrong. It was something in those words. Yeah. After that, we had an US Open Challenge match. Ty Dillinger versus AJ Styles. This is actually quite good.
It's a good match.
But does anybody care about Ty anymore?
No.
I care. Ty Dillinger. I do.
You still do the 10 and stuff?
I mean, I don't do that, but I'm still for Ty.
So AJ Styles defeats Ty Dillinger, and then Baron Corbin attacks both Ty and AJ, and then picks up the mic and says, I'm your opponent for next week.
Ty Dillinger, Baron Corbin both got the NXT curse, by the way, that we keep referring to.
Yeah.
This doesn't work. But I thought Ty Dillinger looked really good.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable match.
It was an enjoyable
match. Something else that was also enjoyable was the Jinder Mahal promo with the Singh brothers. I really like this, man. The modern day Maharaja mocked and poked fun at the top contender, showing photos on the big screen on flattering facial expressions of Shinsuke Nakamura. The Singh brothers mocked and took the piss out of the way he does his entrance. Yeah. They were laughing. Mahal warned Nakamura that if he ever becomes WWE champion, the fans will mock him about his, because he can't speak English properly, and they will chant USA over his promos. Very good points. Yeah. Very valid points, because you're different from the color of your skin, from this and that. Hey, man, I liked it, man.
That was good.
Some people were going like, there's no more racism in this world, but hey, you know.
Yeah.
This is America, baby. It's definitely
the world, man.
It's just the world in general. Exactly. Yeah. So I just think, you know, it's fitting, and it's just wrestling anyway. Yeah.
It's a nice, funny segment.
Playing the bad guy. Oh, this is a great match. A street fight. New Davis.
That was
Usos.
Really good. I enjoyed this.
They always have great matches, man.
That match, yeah.
Tay, what's your highlights in this match?
When Kofi pushed him off, and then he went into the table.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah.
And also Kofi's leap. When they did the suicide leap thing.
Yeah.
What's the New Day finisher called?
The Midnight Hour.
Yeah.
And Kofi caught him with there was a far leap, man, to catch him on that. And
it was
DDT.
A very good match, man.
Usos are the new tag team champions. Didn't I not say... New Day are the new tag team champions. Didn't I not say that New Day is going to keep winning, losing it until they beat the Dudley Boys record?
What is the Dudley Boys record?
9.
And how many have they got in there so far?
It's 4 now. 4.
New Day are 4 times. They're going to defeat...
They're not going to go tonight.
Yeah, they are.
You think so?
Yeah.
They'll break up before then, surely.
Nah, they'll go.
Vince loves
them,
man.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like, anything to stop a black man from getting singles competition. Put him in a faction. Who needs a black champion when you've got gender?
What is wrong with you?
You don't think so?
I don't think so, no. But yeah, it was a wicked match. Excellent match. I really enjoyed it, actually. Big E took some amazing hits with a kendo stick.
Yeah. It was vicious.
It was vicious.
And Kofi was vicious too with the chair shot.
Yeah.
Good shit.
There's one big part when Kofi just picked up the chair and threw it across the ring.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was dope, man. Yeah, it was like New Day showing some aggression.
You can tell those five guys actually really get on as well.
Yeah, they're boys, man.
Yeah, you can just tell that they're friends, because you wouldn't trust certain people with like that level of intensity and violence. You know what I mean?
Natalie defeated Naomi.
Yeah. We saw that coming.
We already spoke about Dolph Ziggler.
So quickly, back to that. I really just want Carmella to cash in now.
Yeah, she's taking long. Like you're
way too long.
You're around the ring. You're around it all the time. Like if we forgot about it and then you're just like kind of turned up, then cool. You can wait like 6 months, but you're waiting.
But you know what worked though? Because Seth had it for too long. And you thought, Steph was like, oh, he's probably going to catch it the Monday night, the night after Raw.
Yeah.
But when he catched it at Mania, that was brilliant.
So you think she'll wait all the way till Mania?
Nah, she won't. But they're going to do something. I think they got a plan with her that's going to be a bit different than anybody else.
So.
I hope so too, because it should be, because she's a woman as well. It would be good to have something different for a woman, something controversial for a woman to do, and something different as well.
I just feel like Natty as a champion is a bit boring as well.
Yeah, she's dead.
Yeah.
Chad Gable and Shelton Benjamin versus the Hype Bros.
Yeah, this is a bit strange.
So, you know, good finisher. I mean, I think Shelton had the powerbomb up a bit too long. He wasn't close enough for Chad to tag him.
Yeah, it took ages.
But yeah, nice finisher between the two. And then Zack Ryder maybe doing a heel turn.
Yeah.
Interesting. Why is Zack Ryder? We saw this weeks ago, didn't we?
And I said Zack Ryder.
Yeah, you did.
And you said no, it'd be
I
Mojo.
Said it's Mojo, yeah. It's interesting. I don't know. I can't imagine Zack as a heel, though.
Yeah, well, that's why. It's that's why they need to make it.
Forever.
But that's why he needs to be a heel, because you can't imagine him as a heel. It'll work.
And what about, didn't we say that we thought Shelton was going to turn?
I think they're still going to build up to that at the moment.
Okay.
They're still working out their tag team now. Yeah. Need to get.
Shelton's looking good, though.
He does look good. He's a bit slower than he was, though.
Yeah, cool. But he's 40-something, babe. He's, okay. He's like mid-40s.
He still looks good, though.
Should we go to the last segment?
Yes.
Kevin Owens confronts Mr. McMahon. I have to admit, because you don't see Vince as much as anymore. When you hear the Don't Chance theme music, I was going mad. No chance! Vince McMahon returned to SmackDown and wasted little time calling Kevin Owens bluff. He denounced any idea that Owens respects the authority and claimed that Owens did not fight back because Shane McMahon was kicking his ass last week. The CEO laughed off any idea of a lawsuit, saying that if Owens was to go there, he'll be end up bankrupt. McMahon reinstated his son and announced that SmackDown Live Commissioner will battle Owens inside Hell in a Cell. Do you want to see Hell in a Cell, Owens vs. Shane?
We called this, didn't we?
You did, Ace. You called it. I didn't. You called it.
You didn't think this was
going to
happen?
Well, I did. Well, I thought it was happen after you said it. I didn't think of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of pointless, I think.
But I think Shane was going to win this time.
No way. There's no way Shane's getting a victory over KO.
Mm. Well, if Vince gets involved.
What do you think, Tay?
I wouldn't. I don't see the point of it. Like, if Shane wins, like, I don't know. There's no longevity in it. Like, what would it mean for Kevin Owens?
Exactly.
Like, it does nothing for him.
The only thing it could do is just make him more unhinged. Like, he could just lose it and go mad and just be.
Or, like the whole roster just, like, coming in and just.
And just be like a worse version of himself now and just be unhinged. But I just think I can't imagine why KO would would put Shane over. And I just think Shane losing to KO is just like, I mean, you've lost every single match that you've had since you returned. What's the point?
This is a good spot for Owens, though.
Yeah, it is. This is a great spot for him. Especially like what obviously happened at the end.
Shall I talk about that?
Yeah, go for it.
So Owens demanded McMahon to promise that he will not be fired if he beats a McMahon senseless. McMahon shook his hand and Owens is like, cool, wicked. Headbutt Vince.
Strong headbutt.
That was a nice headbutt. You just saw it just instantly.
He headbutted him. What did he? He headbutted him, started punching him up a bit, I think. Yeah. Super kicked him.
Yeah.
And did a frog splash on him, innit? I thought, you know what I thought he was going to do?
What?
The powerbomb on the apron.
Nah, he's too old for that.
Yeah, that would have been. But you know what Vince is like? Vince took the fucking headbutt, man.
Yeah, fully.
Yeah.
Yeah, he took it. Do you think it was supposed to be that strong, though?
I don't think it was.
I think it was.
It bust him open instantly.
Well, Vince was saying something to him before he headbutted him. So I think Vince was trying to say, like, go for it.
Really?
Yeah, I know what Vince is like. Vince is, trust me, I talk to Vince every day. But Vince is, he will love to prove that he could still hang with the youngers. He will love to do it.
Yeah.
Even at 72, he just has this thing of him, his pride.
I think Stephanie coming out was a nice touch as
that
well.
That was dope.
Because it made it just feel more real. Like, she came out to the, and she, you know what I mean? And it wasn't like, she didn't come out with the theatrics either. It was more like.
Just screw facing.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll lead up to a Triple H Owens thing down the line?
I hope not. I don't want to see that.
Do you not?
Nah. I think
that'd be a good match. Not?
Nah.
I don't know.
Owens had some great moments, man.
Yeah.
Since that Universal, when he won the title, that was a great moment. When he challenged Cena for the US title, that was a great moment. When he had the NXT title, the way he attacked Sami Zayn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you look back at Owens' career in Ring of Honor, so you watch the DVD. You got to watch that DVD to show his career in Ring of Honor. He did some sick stuff there as well, so.
It's a good look for him.
Yeah, man.
Really good look for him. Even like some of the backstage bits he was doing this week, I found quite entertaining. When he had the bits with Sami Zayn and Aiden English as well.
I enjoyed SmackDown this week.
It was good.
Oh yeah, you know, when I always mentioned about cancelling fashion files and stuff like that. Yeah. It's good. Always smashed it, man. It was amazing.
Good. It was very good. We are going to watch the final right now of the Mae Young Classic. I'm going to be honest, I ain't seen any of these matches. You guys have to probably bring me up to speed. What are you singing?
I don't even know.
That's the theme.
Yeah.
Okay.
This world is mine. Sorry. So yeah, Tay and I will just kind of like guide you through it.
Okay.
Tay, did you watch the whole tournament?
I watched from about episode 3.
I watched like all of 1 to 4 and 5. I kind of skimmed some of 6, 7.
Ah, those were the best ones.
6, 7?
Yeah.
Oh, God damn.
5, 6, and 7 were the best ones.
All right, well, let's get into it. This is the final of the Mae Young Classic. So before you press play, Ace, if you want to watch this with us at home listening, log on to the WWE Network, go to the Mae Young Classic file now, and press play now.
Remember we was in Dallas and we kept singing that.
Yeah, that's classic. Alright. Forever. Now. Then. Now. Forever.
Okay.
So, you know, because they're watching at home. So, you know, we've got to let them know that we're watching at the same time. There's some ladies in this from TNA. Like, Jade is in this. Remember Jade?
No.
Jade's in the tournament. To check the Chinese girl. And there's a black girl. I can't remember her name. She's like Costa Rican and stuff. And she's from TNA.
Okay.
Tessa Blanchard was in this tournament. She only had one match.
Good.
She's amazing.
Good.
Like, you know, obviously her boyfriend's Ricochet, so he's just sharpened her up.
That's Gargano's wife.
She's Gargano's wife, Candice LeRae. Bianca Belair, the black girl that's there, she is Tay and I's like favorite.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's apart amazing. From Kairi Sane.
Is she the
final? No, she got knocked out by Kairi Sane, which was a great match. Shayna Baszler, former UFC fighter. She got banged up by Amanda Nunes. And that's Kairi Sane, who I tipped in a kick-out podcast back in the day that would defeat Asuka Streak.
You did, actually.
And obviously didn't do that. She's part of the four horse women.
Okay.
With Ronda Rousey and Roderick Strong's wife and them things there.
She looks mean, boy.
She's cute. She's so cute, yet she's vicious. Man, look at her. Oh, my Lord. She's nearly killing herself. She's a bad. Look at this elbow. Jeez!
The elbow is sick.
Her elbow's dope. She's someone you can take home to your wife, your mother, isn't it? Hey, Mom, I'm dating this hot Japanese woman who wrestles. Oh, that's so lovely, Ryan. No? Is that just me?
That's probably just you and your mom.
She's cute, man. Oh, that's a horse woman there.
So is this four horsewomen?
That's probably going to happen at WrestleMania.
I don't
want to
see that.
I really hope Shayna Baszler doesn't win this match. I really want Kairi Sane to win this. So.
I don't want to see this four horsewomen match. Do you?
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't mind. Actually, I wouldn't mind it, actually.
Not at WrestleMania. I don't see that.
Mission. Hey, who sings this song?
Not a clue.
Okay. We're doing really well with the stats here. And Arisa. Lita, what do you think of Lita on
her
this
show? Commentary dead, is atrocious.
Yeah, she's been dead.
It is
man.
Atrocious.
She's,
it's terrible.
She's bad.
It's terrible.
She's bad. What, hold on. I didn't know how this in Full Sail.
Nah, they had it after SmackDown.
This is after SmackDown. I can't believe they did this.
Yeah.
What do you think of Renee Young, Ace?
She's amazing.
Yeah, I think she's really good at her job, man. I feel better. You and I snubbed her at WrestleMania. She came down to our table and then we just kind of didn't even...
No.
I'll tell you what it was. You had to do something and I guess you were expecting me to like this, you know, pick... And I was doing that. But when she sat down, I was just like, nah, I'm okay. But I regret that now.
Why did you do that?
I don't know. I regret that.
That's
I kind of want to interview her
you
now.
Snubbed her, man. I don't remember this.
Shut up, Stephanie.
What? Don't be like that. It's Steph.
Sorry. I apologize.
Yeah, you should. We ain't seen Becky Lynch on TV for a little while. I'll go for that.
Yeah. And Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. It was Ric Flair's deal, wasn't it?
That little girl was between Bailey and Carmella. That's nice. Oh, Glow's there as well. Okay. Hold on. You know that's thing, you know, Ace?
Yeah. Karma.
That's Karma. Why did you not mention it? Poor man. Karma could have been a big star in WWE, man.
She got pregnant.
Yeah, she got pregnant. And she lost the baby after that as well.
No way.
Yeah. I could be lying.
You shouldn't lie about it.
No, I wouldn't lie about them. I've heard that. That's what I'm trying to say. Tay's looking at me like, Ryan, are you okay? Skillet, are you okay? Sure, sure. My name's not Ryan. My name's Skillet. Who's Ryan?
You really like this thing, don't you?
Rocket League. Ace, will you enjoy these type of tournaments? I know you love the Cruiserweight Classic.
I did love the Cruiserweight Classic.
Do you think this is something you would have been into?
Very possibly.
Oh, look. Dana Warrior and Beth Phoenix. Oh, and Medusa. Hall of Famers. Well, two of them are Hall of Famers. Beth Phoenix, not deserving in my opinion. But not Medusa, yet, very much so. Mauro Ranallo. Mamma Mia.
They love him, don't they?
That is Mrs. there. Oh, and his son. Oh, that's cute.
Man, like Mauro.
That's sweet. Good guy, man. JBL's not there anymore to hurt you. It's okay. It's okay. JBL's not there no more.
Is that the trophy?
That's a trophy.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Looks like, what's that? Superman's house.
Yeah, for real.
The...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Fortress of Solitude. Right?
It just doesn't look.
Oh, why is he always coming back? I mean, yeah, he's part of the commentary. We're talking about.
Yeah, he is.
And Leah as well.
Oh.
You're not a fan of JR?
No, JR, yes.
I love Jimmy. I love him. Great guy. Very respectful when I interviewed him as well earlier this year.
Leah needs some help.
A lot of help, apparently.
Yeah.
Jimmy, did you say she's been very amazing?
What?
Well, Amy Dumas. What's so good as well, you can see that the Glow guys are excited because obviously they must learn a new... We have a new respect for wrestling of what they do in the TV show. So, but then they're actually going to see some real women doing some real things, man.
I still haven't finished Glow, you know, season one.
Yeah, I watched like 5 episodes and I was enjoying it. It wasn't like I didn't like it. I just
haven't got back to it.
But it's because I don't know what it is. And they got some of the wrestlers from the back in the back there that took part of the competition. That's nice.
Oh yeah,
watching. Come on.
Wow.
Carrie Sane,
she's a bad girl. You
explain
know.
The steering.
So she used to be a pirate.
Okay.
She has a love for like ships and things there. It means a lot to her. So she incorporates that into a story and a gimmick. She's just like a female version of Baron Corbin.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Ronda Rousey's face really annoys me. Sorry.
Maybe because Holly Holmes destroyed it. Oh. You know what though? For a woman that hasn't probably had a much years experience of wrestling, she actually quite did alright. She doesn't know how to sell properly.
Not at all.
Yeah. See, that's Jade. Remember Jade?
Yeah, okay, now yeah.
She's getting there. She needs a bit more time. Yeah,
she's a lot of work.
She's mean though. She is like a female version of Baron Corbin, you're right.
Yeah. I like her finisher.
Ask a lot of that.
How was she good in USC?
She was alright. I mean,
what was her record?
I don't know. You know? I just remember her getting banged up by Amanda Nunes.
Okay.
Aww. Hi. Iki my show. Oh, her face.
What is wrong with you?
Her face. Oh. Look at this elbow. Bang. Wow. Beautiful. You could take her home.
You know what I mean, Dave?
I mean, I can't, but, you know, you can have a go.
I hope this is entertainment. Entertaining for the Kit Kat listeners right now. I think it is, right, Ace?
I hope so.
Hey, guys, if you guys want us to do this more, let us know.
If you don't, please let us know.
Yeah, if you don't, if this is the last time you ever want to hear this again in the podcast, let us know too. But I hope you're enjoying the content that we're giving right now. The attempt of content that we're giving right now. But, you know, you're watching this with us, I hope. If you're not watching this while you're listening to this, I don't know what you're doing, you know? You got to sink this in time of the Mae Young Classic and enjoy it. This match was brilliant, by the way, Ace. Bianca Belair, she is one to watch in the future.
Where's she from?
Definitely.
She's only had a year experience.
Okay.
And she's just running things.
She's an independent wrestler?
I don't even know. I think she's went straight to the... she may have had some independent matches,
okay,
but I think she went straight into the NXT Performance Center.
Oh, so she's...
She used to be like a cheerleader, dancer,
athlete.
She's an athlete. She's an absolute great athlete. She dates one of the Street Profits. Oh, look, the Rock's family. That's the Rock's daughter. That's the Rock's mum. And I don't know.
Who that is.
Who's
Erica?
That Rock's new missus.
Who knows? Have you seen
her? Okay, I don't know who she is.
That the Rock and Tyrese are beefing at the moment. You're not following this.
Rock and Tyrese are beefing in real life?
Yeah. Tyrese put up an Instagram post a couple of days ago saying that The Rock should not sign off and do the Hobbs movie.
What's the Hobbs movie?
Because The Rock is Hobbs in Fast and Furious, right?
Yeah. So they're trying to do a spin-off.
They're trying to do a Hobbs spin-off and Tyrese is upset about it.
Didn't he like steal the show when he came in? And didn't he not like bring a new audience to the Fast and Furious when they signed The Rock?
Yeah, but they don't want him to go off and do his own.
You know that scene in one of the Fast and Furious movies when Tyrese says something to The Rock and The Rock says, "What about your forehead?" And Ludacris started busting up and was drinking water. Yeah. You know that was actually real?
Ad-lib.
That was ad-lib, yeah. And they kept it in.
That's funny.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they don't like each other. Anyway, this is Shayna Baszler. Former UFC fighter. So, you know, they booked her strong. Rightfully so, I guess, because when you're UFC, I guess.
I really did think that was Nikki behind her.
I did as well for a minute. For a hot second. I was like, what is she doing there? But, yeah, it's not her.
Please, do not 205 these women.
Please.
Yeah, don't.
Do not 205 these women and have, you know, blue light blue ropes put in off, you know, every time you have a match, you know. You change the roles from SmackDown blue to light blue because they're probably going to be on SmackDown, right? And then you know,
maybe they'll add them to 205.
Please don't.
Just, and they'll have their own show.
Just do a women's show, make it credible. Don't do this whole Drew and SmackDown or Raw nonsense. Just have their own show separate. I feel this was a bit of a misstep doing it in front of a live audience that wasn't following the tournament.
Yeah, because the crowds are a bit dead right now.
I think it deserves people that witness the tournament.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a pop.
Yeah, but not as much
Kairi
as she
Hojo,
did.
Now dubbed Kairi Sane. Very good technical wrestler. 28 years of age. She's amazing. She works hard. I tipped her to be the one to defeat Asuka's reign, but that hasn't happened. But hey.
Why does she have to change her name?
Well, this is what WWE does, baby.
Okay. And what is her background? She's what, NPW?
So she wrestled in NJPW before and NOAH. A lot of Japanese wrestling promotions, actually. She's actually been around, actually. And she's done a lot of independence and a little bit of Ring of Honor stuff, a little bit of CCW stuff, touring the world, UK stuff as well. So, yeah, man, she's dope, man.
I don't know about a pirate gimmick.
And you can bring her home to your mother?
No. Mom wouldn't want me to bring a pirate home.
Imagine you brought her home to your mother and she was wearing that. Can I speak to you a minute outside? Hey, Ryan, can I speak to you in the next room, please? Hey,
she's a pirate. I don't really understand the pirate.
Because she enjoys, she has that experiences herself in her leisure times.
I don't really understand the pirate gimmick. She's 5'1". She's minute.
But she's a badass. Come on, Kairi! If she doesn't win this, I'm going to riot.
There's a lot of people shouting at the radio right now because they know who won.
Yeah, they say, Skinner, she's lost! Good news for me is I can't hear them. Let's go. Who's the woman recognized? Lillian Garcia? Not JoJo, no.
No.
She was busy with Bray.
What do you think of Lillian Garcia?
She's necessary, man.
What's your fondest moment of Lillian Garcia? I'm going to go to you first, Tay. I've got mine, then we'll go to yours, Dave. You don't mind as well, yeah? You and I probably have the same one.
I hope mine's not the same as yours. When she was thing with The Rock, what did he say to her?
Strudel?
Yeah, when you're saying the strudel thing.
And the pie stuff in there.
Yeah.
Easy, big fella, and all that stuff.
That was funny.
What's the problem? Say it, my say it. Say
it. She got knocked off the ring. Who was it by?
Charlie Haas.
Oh, that was hilarious.
When Charlie Haas knocked her off the ring. April
that was really
and
funny.
And she started screaming.
No.
Sad. Carman Kyrie.
He didn't even look back at her, did he?
He didn't know for a while.
That's terrible. You guys find that on YouTube. It's very funny.
Carrie says,
she is tiny.
She is really small.
You know what, actually? They're actually very clever to have this in Vegas. Because Vegas is now, Ring of Honor has do a lot of shows in Vegas.
Okay.
Because obviously, you know, if they started off in Philly and New York and stuff, yeah? Then they do a lot of shows in Vegas now. So some of these Vegas crowd would know who these people are. Some of them. Not all, obviously. Thank you, Jim Ross. I love Jim Ross, man. Good old JR, man.
Good old JR.
Sad about his wife earlier this year. I was very sad. Come on, Carrie.
You think Jim Ross can come back to full-time commentary?
No, I think he enjoys what he does. I think he enjoys being able to say no and being able to... You know what I mean? Being able to just... And if he wants to go to Japan and do some work, he can do that. If he wants... You know what I mean? He'll go to UK, he can.
We didn't really talk about how we thought about Corey Graves being on both shows.
I think, well, I mean, I don't know how long it's going to last. It might be a while, actually, but I think that might dilute Corey a bit.
Yeah.
He was nicer to Booker T this week, which was good. Since the hurricane, I think, yes, well done. Pin.
This is really good.
That's how good Kyrie is, man. No offense to Blazer. Blazer is trying. She's doing really well. She shouldn't be.
What is her submission?
The flying elbow.
It's not a submission.
You're talking about who? Blazer?
Kyrie.
Oh, she has some sort of submission. No? Okay. Oh. Mm. One female wrestler from Japan from back in the day that I used to love is Manami Taiyawa. And she was amazing. That's someone you guys should YouTube. She set the bar. I think she changed wrestling for women as well. Oh. Oh.
That was nice.
You can see she needs work, isn't it, Blazer? And, oh,
yeah.
Come on, Kyrie. Oh. Stiff.
Very stiff.
Mm. I'm going to take a photo of this and post it on the socials right now, saying we are now currently... watching. Sorry, I forgot. We're online here. I really hope you guys are enjoying this content. The Kick Out Podcast aims to please, and we'll be doing more of this stuff as time goes on. Ace, what do you think of Shades?
Shades?
Yeah, the rapper.
Shades the Misfit?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this on
mic? Okay.
Nah, I like him, but wow. Nah, what if I was going to say something like really bad about him?
Oh, you know, don't. I mean, I get on with him.
No, I like Shades. Yeah. Why?
Just ask him.
Anything else you want to ask me about?
No, we'll keep it moving.
Not wrestling related.
No?
No?
Alright, cool.
And that's been a Skillet's phone that's been going off throughout the whole podcast. I just wanted to know that. It wasn't mine, it wasn't Taze, it was Skillet's. I mean, after the first time you'd have thought you'd put on silent, but no. Not our Skillet.
Let's just talk about the match just for a little bit. I think Shayna's doing a lot better than she did in the other matches.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too.
I can imagine she had fairly short matches in
before, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
She was kind of just like a Brock Lesnar, like 3-5 minute
okay.
kind of matches.
Oh, we forgot to put Jinder Mahal's interview in this.
Oh, we did.
But we can put it in. In
the
edit.
Sure? Yeah. Next week if you want.
No, let's put it in today, man. This week.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're just going to have to find a space.
We'll put it at the end.
Or should we save it? Because we're reviewing this, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, let's we'll do it next week. Yeah. Next week, Jinder Mahal interview with Skillet. Make sure you're locked in.
He's like, this is unprofessional, guys.
Yeah, really unprofessional.
What is this?
Shh. Just text each other, man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that wasn't nice.
No, it wasn't.
So, what was her name? Shayna.
Shayna Baszler.
Shayna, she's, I mean, it's quite messy.
Yeah.
But.
She'll get there.
Yeah.
But you can see, like, she's got the basics.
Yeah.
Like, once she does get it, she will be someone to contend with.
Shout out to Ben Moxon, man.
Who?
Good dude, man. He follows both Gorilla Position and the Kick Out. He loves the Kick Out podcast. Shout out to him. I saw him again this Saturday at King's Place when we did the live show for his Gorilla Position. And yeah, he's a massive fan. So I think he's kind of like, he wants this kind of stuff as well. So I know he'll be excited for this. We do more of these reviews. Right, Ace?
Yeah, you
right,
put, Tay? No, yeah. I forgot to ask you about putting James Dealer for a table. How was that?
Yeah, that was hilarious. And it was deserved because, yeah. You know, he set me up when I did the spin a Rooney and I fell off the table.
Yeah.
So it was only right that I got him back.
Put him for a table. That was amazing.
You see, she doesn't sell enough.
At all.
It's just, yeah.
If Kyrie Sane doesn't win this, I'm telling you, I'm going to call Triple H personally.
She's not even selling chops. Like, yeah. Oh, this is not good.
This is what she's been doing, like, the whole thing. So, like, her wrestling's getting there, but she doesn't sell at all. And it's, that part was a bit annoying.
Oh, oh that was good. Nice. That and high knee. Little crowds chanting. Let's go, Blazer, Kyrie, say. Let's go, Blazer, Kyrie, say. Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Yes, spare. Yeah. Now, I understand. Oh, Asuka's in the crowd. I understand why you would put Blazer in the final because you kind of want to build her as a monster and whatnot. Mm. I get that. But surely, we would have had a classic if you put like someone like a Tessa and Kyrie in the final. Or
Tessa would have been good.
Even a Bianca Belair and Kyrie. You know, even a Toni Storm and Kyrie. Or you know, surely.
Her and Toni Storm would have been really good.
Yeah, surely like a final like that would have been really good. But hey, you know what?
They're obviously built into this four horsemen.
Yeah, 100%.
They are. I want to shout out to Selena Deeb, who used to part of the Straight Edge Society. She was also part of this tournament.
I saw that.
Santana Garrett, who I actually thought would go really far in this tournament, lost in the first match.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But she's a decorated champion all over the world. So I guess these guys got WWE contracts, I'm assuming. And that German woman, I can't remember her name is, she was very impressive to me. And the crowd seemed to like her. They asked Triple H to sign her like they did with the whole Cedric Alexander moment. Yeah. Triple H said, every time you ask somebody to, I ask someone to sign, I'm broke. I can't afford it. Yes, you can, Triple H. And you probably have already signed her. But, yeah, you know, there's some good moments in this tournament. Well,
how was Selena?
She was good. Yeah, she was good. You know, you could tell she's probably hasn't wrestled in a while. But she did a good. Yeah, I love this. This march. Go ahead, Gary. My G. Boom! Oh. She missed. Oh, she. That was mean. Did you hear she screamed as well? The way she sold that was dope.
Guy for the elbow.
That's too soon.
Kyrie saying on the top rope. Look at the part of the same elbow, but she's too early. Gets caught into the submission hold by Blazer, which has defeated every woman she's put into that clutch. Will Kyrie Sane have what it takes to get out of this? I really hope she does, because now I'm getting worried. That's why I stopped talking. That she actually might lose this.
This is good.
It's good, isn't it?
This is good.
I'll actually give it to Shayna for this match.
Oh, she has a slap in the face.
She's doing pretty good.
She's going to be able to run up.
Don't worry. Don't you worry.
Don't matter. She's
she'll
dope,
get
like,
there. Watch this elbow. This elbow
ill.
Is on point.
She got there. Oh, big boot. No. Do the right thing, WWE. We all know who should have won the Cruiserweight Classic. Now you got to do the right thing.
Careful, superplex.
Yes. Boo.
She's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, armbar off the top rope. Right. Oh no. Oh no.
Why did she let go?
Oh.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, I'll stop now.
Yes! Great.
No, she's not going to win it.
You know what? The crowd is on. They're into this match as well, which is good. Good to see. Ronda Rousey, right? Rooting for her fellow fourth horsewoman, Shayna Blazer.
Have they ever had a match? Have they ever had a match?
I believe so. Yeah, I believe they have had a fight before. Yeah.
Yes, what's this elbow?
Oh,
best elbow.
What's an elbow? Yay! They did the right thing.
There you go.
Wicked. Wicked.
Happy.
What's so good is, yeah, it's good. Oh, Ronda Rousey looked genuinely upset. What's so good is that the women. You can see the women today are generally supportive of each other.
Yeah.
You know, if this happened in the '90s,
there wasn't a lot of room.
There'd be a lot of shade, bro.
There wasn't a lot of room, though.
No, there wasn't a lot of room.
There wasn't a lot of room. Now there's room.
There's room. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Triple H made a nice speech at the end of the Mae Young Classic at the Fall Stage. It's like, you know, men will grow up watching wrestling and then they'll become a wrestler because they know they could glide the rainbow, and because at the end of the rainbow there was a pot of gold. But women, when they saw wrestling and they wanted to be a wrestler, they would try to glide the rainbow, but there was no pot of gold. You are that pot of gold, and the crowd started going crazy. We are the pot of gold. You know how Triple H does that stuff, that promo. So, we. So it was nice. Right? Anyway, shout out, they hugged, they embraced each other. This is nice. Well, I enjoyed this, guys.
It was good.
And I think, you know what? Screw it. If we stop doing this, we can only get better, right? So, tweet us. Let us know what you felt of us reviewing the final of the Mae Young Classic. I mean, we could talk about the ceremony right now, but we might as well just call it a day, right?
Call it a day, man.
It's been a long show. But we're going to end it off with the interview. Let's end it off with Jindo.
No, we're doing it next week. Oh.
No, I'd rather end off with Jindo.
Do you want to end with Jindo?
Only because I don't trust my phone.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All
right. So, all right. So this is... Do you remember what you spoke to him about already?
Yeah, so this is myself talking to Jindo Mahal.
About what?
Back in... Is this too much content at one time?
Yeah, you've already committed to
he
it.
He started.
And we spoke about his upbringing in Canada and his influences and how he feels being a WWE champion.
Okay. There you go.
Take, before we sign off, because we'll probably end it off after the interview,
of
right?
course.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Ace, thank you.
Thank you. Skillet.
And
okay, Ryan.
I'm going to plan our live show.
You said your name, Ryan, so many times today.
It's not my name.
Okay, go.
We're going to plan a live show, right?
Yeah, Ace? Yeah. I mean, do you know what? We should find out where the majority of the listeners are from, and we'll try and put it nearer to them.
Yeah.
Tweet us.
I'd love to go outside of London to do the live show. That would be dope.
That'd be wicked. I mean, I think Nick Mick will obviously have us an island.
I don't know if I'm going to
Yeah.
That might be a bit far.
Yeah, I don't want to get on a plane, but that's fine.
All right, listen to my interview with Jinder Mahal, and we are out. Thank you.
Thanks.
The kick out.
I am here with the WWE champion, Jinder Mahal. Thank you for joining us today. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing good. You forgot to mention the modern day Maharaja.
I apologize. A lot of people ask, actually, what does that mean? Is that king?
Yeah, it's the grand king. The grand king. Maha means grand.
Right.
Raja means king.
Okay. And how are you today?
Yeah, today's great. It's SummerSlam week. The whole city's buzzing. I'm buzzing. I'm excited for the event on Sunday. I have a big championship match against Shinsuke Nakamura.
Absolutely.
Very excited.
Are you prepared for this, gentleman? Have you ever faced anyone like Nakamura before?
Honestly, he's very, very hard to prepare for. Just his charisma and his body language is very unpredictable. And
unorthodox,
and he has those strikes, man. He's surgical with those strikes. Precision. He's not called the king of strong style for nothing, but obviously I'm always prepared. My conditioning is, I feel I'm coming in the best condition of my life for this match, and I always have a game plan. I got the Singh brothers with me, my insurance policy.
You have a lot of wrestling in your blood. You were in your uncle wrestler growing up in Canada. Having that influence from the Canadian wrestling, the Indian style and everything, how do you think you've come a long way from that? So do you feel you prepared yourself from mentally, from how you were a couple of years ago, from who you are now? Because obviously a few years ago you were let go, and now, you know, you're WWE champion. Did you ever think this day would come?
It's been quite the evolution, hasn't it? Honestly, I knew this day would come, but...
So soon?
Early on, you know what, I got kind of spoiled. Everyone would tell me, yo, you're going to become champion, and I thought the path would be easy, which it wasn't. Obviously, I've had my ups and downs, but I've just been putting in so much hard work ever since I came back. I was fortunate enough to get a second opportunity in WWE after being released in 2014, and I knew I got to take advantage of this opportunity. Not everybody gets a second chance, so I was coming in with something to prove. I came in with a chip on my shoulder. I was going to outwork everybody. And just improve on a weekly basis on all aspects of my game, and that's exactly what I did. And just interesting fact, as of the new year, I started writing down my goals. I write down my goals every day, and I would write down become a champion in WWE. And honestly, I didn't. I should have been writing become WWE champion, but I was thinking, oh, maybe I'll become IC champion or US champion. So I kind of limited myself. But now I write 10th time world heavyweight champion.
History. I mean, you had world heavyweight Indian descent champions before, but not a WWE champion. So, you know, I could understand why you would always. But there's no stopping you now.
Yeah, no stopping me. History. India has great history with wrestlers from Dara Singh, the original Gamma Singh, like early 1900s. Dara Singh, Tiger Jeet Singh, my uncle Gama Singh. So,
a lot of them are Canadians as well, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Tiger Jeet Singh. And I'm looking forward to the next generation. I know Akam is in the Authors of Pain. Yep. He's also Indo-Canadian.
Yep.
So, I'm excited for the next generation. And the sky really is the limit.
Well, thank you for that.
The Kick Out.